The crackdown against anti-regime protesters continues in Bahrain. Regime forces have shot a young protester in the head during anti-Al-Khalifa rallies. Here's more.
Since March 2011, when a revolution began in Bahrain, Manama has ordered the heavy-handed crackdown of the protests. Arbitrary detentions and torture are routine in the Persian Gulf state. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have published numerous reports on rights violations in the country. The latest brutal act by King Hamad's forces was committed on Saturday. During anti-regime protests in Vadian village near Sitra, regime forces directly shot a young demonstrator in the head. Following the shooting, Hossein Kazem Al-Halal was taken to a local health center. But then security forces surrounded the area. Halal was taking part in a protest held in solidarity with prisoners and against the upcoming Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix. The protesters are also marking the anniversary of the demolition of mosques by the Al-Khalifa regime. 2 years ago, the regime destroyed 38 mosques throughout the country. Protesters now mark the event as the week of the demolished mosques.
It has become clear now that the regime in Bahrain cannot stop this revolution. And it is as active now as life as it has started 2 years ago.
Despite all the discrimination, oppression and rights violations in Bahrain, the international community, particularly the West, continues to keep silent over the crimes committed by Manama.
They are actively involved in supporting the Al-Khalifa regime in suppressing the revolution and stopping the revolution. They are actually arming the Al-Khalifa regime. So they are actually sharing the blame and guilt of all the casualties and all the people who have been killed in Bahrain.
Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined with Mr. Kamil Wesney, who is a political analyst, joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wesney, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, these protests that were held were held against the Bahraini Formula One Grand Prix that is set to take place soon. And the Formula One Grand Prix boss has said that there are no problems on the streets in Bahrain. How do you react to that?
Well, this is an outrage to have this event, especially the Bahraini government is committing crime against its people. Shooting guns at the head of protesters, civilian protesters, this is a crime that should be brought the Bahraini government to the attention of the international community, and especially those who are coming to participate in this event. What is taking place is a violation, total violation of human rights, and it's a violation of every international treaty. Here you have peaceful demonstrator being actually marching, demanding their freedom and democracy. On the other hand, you see the Bahraini government heavy-handed in dealing with these civilian protesters with guns. And actually, what you referred to, it's also attacking the worship of these individuals who are protesting. The fact there are the Bahraini government involving in systematic attack against everything from people to mosques to place of worship, that's really a blatant violation that should be condemned by the international community, and it should send a wake-up call to the Obama administration. Enough, enough. Those people who are violating human rights should be brought to justice.
Now, Mr. Wesney, you know, today the national dialogue session, the so-called national dialogue session, is continuing in Bahrain. How do you feel about the prospects of success in such a dialogue?
Well, if this is the dialogue, mean we have to shoot at people in the street and use guns on the street, then I don't see it as very fruitful. I think that my understanding, the people are actually they working on good faith, but the Bahraini government doesn't show that, reciprocate that effort, and this is should be questioned about the merits of this dialogue. I know the Bahraini, they will be going to the end, determined to have their democracy and a new constitution for Bahrain, which they deserve, and they earn that right like everybody around the globe.
Mr. Wesley, finally, I wanted to ask about, you know, the Bahraini Prime Minister recently visited Saudi Arabia, and the Bahraini media today has headlines saying, "United we stand with Saudi Arabia." How do you feel about the Saudi rule in all this?
Well, obviously, I think even the Saudi has a responsibility to actually interfere on behalf of the Bahraini people and look at the interest of the Bahraini people and look at the long interest of these relations between those people in Bahrain and throughout the Muslim world. It is in the best interest of the Saudi to put some end to that crackdown that is committed by the Bahraini government, the Bahraini monarchy, and separate itself from the monarchy, because time is right to start a meaningful dialogue that end that bloodshed and end that crackdown and let the Bahraini people actually find their country and build that country. And it's the interest of the Saudi to work on such things. United mean the people have to be united and not to government against the people of Bahrain.
All right, we'll have to leave there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Wesney speaking to us live from Beirut.